This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Third hour. This is coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And they just introduced the soft-sided Scorpion pouch. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the chat room, being asked about 38 Super. 38 Super, the only problem I ever have with 38 Super is finding ammo and then getting magazines to hold it. And that's why I don't have one anymore. Now then, if the mainstream media wins, and if Hillary Clinton wins president, if she becomes the president, I am going to run for president in 2020. And this is my speech that I will give when I win the presidency of the United States. I think I've got the right special effects. Let's see if I got it. How's this sound?
That's too much.
Let's try this. Trying to make it sound like I'm giving a speech. That's not enough. How about that? That's not enough either. And now? All right, here it is. My fellow Americans, as I take your oath of office to be your 46th president, let it be known to our enemies, both foreign and domestic, that January 20th, 2021, marks a new beginning for the United States of America. The Tea Party was a polite request for fairness and respect, but the elite and its media lapdogs spat upon you. Donald Trump's movement was an impolite request for fairness and respect, but the elite and their media lapdogs spat on you again. And as we now know, rigged Hillary Clinton's election. Today, we are no longer requesting anything. We are demanding fairness and respect, and we will have it by any means necessary. For too long, the elites looked down on us, even as they stole our labor and our heritage to enrich themselves. For too long, they hid behind laws that apply only to us and not to them, behind a media that lied to us to protect them, behind an economic system they stole from us to protect them. That ends today. Enemies of the people and their lapdogs in the media, it's time for you to be held accountable. They speak of the Constitution, but your will is my Constitution. Your needs are my Bill of Rights. Under my rule, your voice will be America's voice. You do not see Hillary Clinton here on stage with me. She slinked away out of town, defeated, leaving the corruption and economic wreckage of her illegitimate regime behind. Scandals, economic ruin, and military humiliation. These are her legacy. Barack Obama may have pardoned her for her crimes, and she may have pardoned him in return, but I promise you that they and everyone else who's betrayed you will pay the price. Our economy is in shambles. Immigrants steal Americans' jobs here. While Hillary's Wall Street cronies get rich shipping the jobs the aliens haven't stolen yet to foreigners overseas. You know they are scared of you because they spent $1 billion trying to help her steal this election. Their economic treason stops today, and those economic criminals will face our justice. Chaos rules our streets. Hillary did nothing to stop the war on our cops, the radical Muslim massacres, and the explosion of violent crime except to pass unconstitutional laws to disarm you. With the help of a Supreme Court that ignored our rights, she turned millions of you into criminals while leaving you to be raped and murdered at the hands of people whose votes she wanted. But I promise you, I will protect you, you real Americans, and I will. The days of the cop-hating organizations that Hillary tolerated are over. They have no right to support targeting our police. The days of radical Muslims infiltrating our country are over. We will bar the door to potential terrorists and root them out, and we will reverse the thug-hugging policies Hillary used to steal votes. We haven't seen government officials on the media saying they refuse to take these necessary actions. Then they will go. Likewise, the Obama-Clinton generals who refuse to do whatever it takes to win will be gone. The gloves will come off. Your sons and daughters who do the fighting with the elite's children, while the elite's children hide in their college safe spaces, will never again be sent to die in another elitist neocon war. If we must fight, I will do whatever it takes to win. The elite calls that strategy torture or war crimes, but it really means that your sons and daughters won't die because of the elite's precious feelings. Let the politicians in Congress know that I expect them to cooperate because my policies are your policies and you will be heard. The media says I want to be a dictator, but they said that about Bush and McCain and Romney and Trump too. What I will be is your voice. The people want a strong leader, and I warn the politicians that you defy the people's will at your peril. The mainstream media is the enemy of the American people, lying to protect their elite friends instead of representing your truth. Freedom of speech and of the press are not freedom to lie. When that anchor woman who lied about me was shot dead, they sought to blame us, but they should blame themselves. They took sides against the people, and their lies turned the people against them. I am warning the media and to those social media companies who were so biased and unfair to us during the campaign. Be careful about what you say, because you too will be held accountable. Not by my administration, then by the people themselves. During the campaign, the media cried over our American Corps, calling the organization we built to protect ourselves from the attacks of Hillary's agitators and activists an armed militia or stormtroopers. These are lies. The elite hates the fact that the American Corps cannot be corrupted and turned against us because it is us. When our brave fighters had to use force to protect our people during the campaign, the media whined. And we just followed Obama's advice. When they brought a knife, we brought our guns. And now we will grow the American Corps to protect our movement against our internal enemies. Today marks a new beginning for the United States of America, but one that the ruling class made inevitable. The elite ignored you when you politely asked that they listen. It ignored you and stole the election for Hillary Clinton when you were not so polite. But we are done being polite. The rigged game ends today. The ruling class had its chance, and it chose to double down on power corruption and lies that looked down on us. But now the tables have turned, and we're going to see that those who wronged us pay the price. All of this ignoring America is going to bang back against them soon. I don't know how, but I wouldn't want to be in Washington, D.C. if things hit critical mass. That would be a bad place to be. That seemed extreme. I hope so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And they just came out with the best ammo pouches I've ever seen. The soft-sided Scorpion pouches. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. For those of you that are aficionados of what I call the... For me, music in the 50s and 60s, if I could live in that era and just keep rewinding it, I would live in that era. Now, back then, Sinatra used to croon that he did it his way. Trump is doing that sort of right now. And if he does end up losing, he's decided he's going to lose as Donald Trump and not some synthetic creation of campaign consultants. He told a Wisconsin TV station, "I am who I am. It's me. I don't want to change. I don't want to pivot." If you start pivoting, you're not being honest with people. The remarks recall the San Francisco Cow Palace, where an astonished Republican, on hearing the candidate speak out in favor of extremism in the defense of liberty, blurted out, "My God, he's going to run as Barry Goldwater." And so he did, and Goldwater is remembered and revered by many who have long forgotten all the tremors of both parties, who tailored their convictions to suit their names and lost. Trump believes populism and nationalism are the future of America, and he wants to keep saying so. Nor is his stance inconsistent with recapturing the ground lost in the week since he was running, even with Hillary Clinton. And we're seeing this in polls now. And I mean, I'm not that concerned about the polls, to be honest with you. The twin imperatives of the Trump campaign are simple ones. They must recreate in the public mind that Hillary Clinton, who's 56% of the nation thought she should have been indicted for lying in the server scandal, and who two-thirds of the nation said was dishonest or untrustworthy. Second, he has to convince the country, as he had almost done by Cleveland, that he's an acceptable, indeed a preferable, alternative. While the assignment is simple, as Ronald Reagan reminded us, there may be simple answers, but there are no easy ones. So, what is the case that has to be made against Clinton? Well, she is a political animal, pure and simple, and an opportunist at that. She voted for a war in Iraq in which she did not believe that proved ruinous for her country. The Secretary of State, she pushed for the overthrow and celebrated the assassination of a Libyan dictator, resulting in a North African haven for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Her reset with Russia was a diplomatic joke. Her incompetence led to the death of a U.S. ambassador and three Americans in Benghazi, and she subsequently lied to the families of the dead heroes about why they had died. Her statements about her server and emails were so perjurious they almost caused James Comey to throw up in public. She speaks of herself and Bill and Chelsea leaving the White House in 2001 in roughly the same conditions of immiseration that the Jodes left the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma in the grapes of wrath. But on leaving state, Hillary Clinton was pulling down $225,000 a pop for 20-minute speeches to Goldman Sachs. I can't imagine what she was telling them. It's a long way, baby, from her Children's Defense Fund days, the recalling of which she almost called Bill Clinton to lose it and break down sobbing at the Philly convention. What America has in Hillary Clinton is a potential president with the charisma, but not the competence of an Angela Merkel and the ethics of Dilma Rousseff. But there is a problem for the Trump campaign. While exposing the Clinton character and record is essential, among the primary rules of presidential politics is that you do not use your candidate to do the wet work. Eisenhower had Nixon do it for him. Nixon had Agnew, who was good at it, and he enjoyed doing it. He did it for him. But on the mega issue, America's desire for change and on specific issues, Trump is the one holding the full house on this. The country wants the border secured and immigration vetting toughened to keep out the kind of terrorists who committed the atrocity in San Bernardino. They want to see a stop to the kinds of things that happened in Orlando. The country wants an end to the trade deficits with China and the endless export of factories and manufacturing jobs. on Americanism versus globalism, the countries with Trump. On an America First foreign policy that keeps us out of trillion-dollar no-win with Middle East wars, the countries with Trump. On Teddy Roosevelt's speak soft and carry a big stick, Ike's peace through strength, and JFK's let us never fear to negotiate, the country is with Trump. Americans may not love Putin, but they do not wish to go to war with Russia, which we avoided in half a century of Cold War. They do not want to go nation-building abroad, but to start the nation-building at home. On coming down with both feet on rioters, looters, arsonists, and Black Lives Matter haters who call cops pigs, America is all in with Trump. As for going after Clinton, the media hysteria surrounding the Donald's new hire, Steve Bannon of Breitbart News, suggests that there may be a fellow who's not without redeeming social value. Moreover, outside events could conspire against Clinton. The coming economic news, we had 1% growth in the first half of 2016, could cause a second look at Trumponomics. And whoever is out there strategically dropping Democratic emails may be readying an October surprise for Hillary Clinton, a massive document dump that might bury her. Yogi Berra was a lot of things, and, you know, I never got to see him play baseball because I was too young. But he was the one that told us the game ain't over till it's over. And he was right. Now, this is still our race to lose. We lose it by not doing our civic duty and going to vote. That's it. That's all there is. And if you think, you know, if you would rather have something like, you know, what I was describing in the first segment happen versus trying to start it now without having to go back and unwind everything Hillary Clinton would do in 4 years, do you think that's preferable? I don't know what's wrong with you. I really don't. I'm tired of taking, you know, one step forward and two steps back. It's time to move ahead. It's time to take control of something. We're falling apart. We are falling apart. And we can't afford four more years of falling apart harder and faster. Oh, no. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, including your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check out the soft-sided Scorpion line that just got released, just went public yesterday. TacticalHolsters.com. The series of unflattering and damning emails released just before the 2016 DNC convention were hacked from a Democratic National Committee server. A few weeks later, a hack of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee was released, containing personal contact information. Both incidents were widely blamed on hacking by Russians, particularly alluding to Russian intelligence. Considering the reasons for such hacking and the proclivities of Democrats, it makes little sense for the Russian government to engage in or sponsor this kind of hacking. So who hacked and why is the attempt to blame it on Russians? Now, there are multiple reasons to hack, but they generally fall into two categories. First is to impede operations, either by hindering the function of information systems or causing loss of trust in their use. The second is to steal information, for which there can be many subsequent uses. In terms of politics and affairs of nations, blackmail or extortion of the corrupt into committing acts of treason is an ancient ploy. Just as ancient is the use of stolen information to harm the character and effectiveness of a political adversary. The hack of the DCCC falls into the first type, impedance of operations. They disclose phone numbers and email addresses. They were the secret methods of contact between Democrats and their surrogates and agents of propaganda. All of the released contact points now receive hundreds of calls and thousands of messages per day from Joe Schmo. Until new phone numbers, email addresses, and cloud storage can be obtained and disseminated, coordination will be impaired between Democratic campaigns. Left-wing advocacy groups, the DCCC and the DNC, and their propagandists in the news media. So, how will CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, and the others receive updates to the also-hacked anti-Trump propaganda guide? This was a hack meant to temporarily harm the political efforts of Democrats and their allies. The hack and release of the DNC emails falls into a second category, to harm the character of Democrats and reduce their political effectiveness. The emails revealed institutional racism, sexism, and anti-Semitism within the DNC and shared among many top Democrats. The emails resulted in the transfer of DNC chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz from the Clinton campaign DNC to the Clinton campaign proper because she's no longer in charge of the DNC. Both of those hacks may have been a form of extortion in which a political adversary, Russia, threatens more harassment or damaging leaks unless elected Democrats yield to their demands. Tale of gallantry with the vestiges of the evil empire see an enemy in the Democratic Party and by inference an ally in Trump. This relies on us forgetting that such high levels of extortion require something that can be highly extorted plus a strong desire to defend one's character. Democrats must have no desire or character because this extortion apparently failed to harm them. As in most Democrat-involved scandals, if heads roll, they roll from one body to another. Just, you know, just with the same suit, it doesn't look like anything happened. Extortion also requires a reason. The Democrats have been very good to Russia. With Obama's wait until November comrade moment, lack of action on their Ukrainian acquisition, lack of action in Syria, the Iran nuclear capitulation, Russia's purchase of the Clintons, and others, the Russians should be doing everything they can to keep the Democrats in power, which has led some to believe in another possibility. The Democrats could release these documents themselves. Small amount of damage to make it appear as though a powerful enemy is against them and for Trump. That's a very dangerous game to play. What if wavering supporters reassess their allegiance to the DNC, or they're the same for Trump to realize that it's all based on propaganda and coordinated slander? The people are increasingly tuning out reliable propagandists as dishonest, reducing control over the narrative. That's vital. They got to have control of that. What happens when the leaked information picks up steam through alternative media? There, a minor wound becomes a raging infection because, you know, if such a wound was received, then spinning the Russian narrative is a plausible means to bandage it. I don't think the Russians had anything to do with the leaks about Democrats and, there's some well-founded hypotheses for the real perpetrators. An interview with Julian Assange provided hints that Seth Rich was the source of the DNC email leaks and inside job, the now departed Seth Rich. Although WikiLeaks has refused to verify their source, they have stated it was not the Russians. The DCCC leaks came from a hacker calling himself Guccifer 2.0, who dedicated and partially credited his hack to Guccifer. Called it Guccifer, Marcel Lazar, a Romanian, claimed to have hacked the Clintons' private email server. FBI Director Comey claimed that Lazar later admitted it was a lie. However, that was after Guccifer 2.0 hacked the DCCC. Some are uncertain if Guccifer 2.0 is a ruse, but he claims to have left false evidence implicating Russian intelligence. Meanwhile, other anti-democratic hacks like ones against George Soros' left-wing groups were committed by other non-Russian hackers. So, why have the Democrats become targets for multiple hackers and whistleblowers? Lucifer 2.0 tells us, hackers like challenges and notoriety and have hero complexes. Lazar and others have revealed the methods by which Democrats and the elite that support them commit and record their crimes and conspiracies and the vulnerabilities in these methods. Democrats and some Republicans are highly hypocritical and conspire with the elite against the people, which adds a sense of justice to the efforts of hackers. As Goosefer 2.0 points out, Trump has no skeletons to reveal. Pretty open and genuine, while the DNC, the Clintons, and other Democrats have closets bursting at the seams. And what they have revealed and will continue to reveal is a conglomeration of big banks, big businesses, big media, and big government, all owned and controlled by the same people. They bend the ears and buy the loyalty of Democrats and establishment Republicans to rig the system in their favor. For example, after bailing out financial institutions that were too big to fail, government forced many smaller institutions to liquidate and merge with the big ones, creating ever fewer companies that have become too big to fail. And we're primed for another economic disaster. The elite owns the mainstream media and establishment politicians, and they coordinate the anti-Trump propaganda. And now the conspiracy is exposed. Why do we need Trump? We need Trump because he doesn't have any skeletons. He's not beholden to anything. Little wonder the aristocracy wants us to believe that these heroic hackers are actually Putin's cyberbullies. The hackers are heroic. The corrupt FBI and Department of Justice that placed Clinton and other Democrats above the law will gleefully throw non-democratic hackers into jail. But you know what? It's out there. It's out in the open now. And that's the thing that you can't, when you fire a round out of a pistol, you cannot pull it back into the barrel, no matter how bad you want to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And they just came out with the soft-sided Scorpion pouch. Go check that out. That pouch is a revolutionary pouch. It is never going to degrade. It's never going to come apart. It will outlive everything you got, including yourself. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Remember, I told you we were going to talk some more about Venezuela before we go away. So let's do that real quick, because it is a socialist utopia. And everybody voted for the socialists. Everybody wanted to have the free stuff. So how bad is it in Venezuela? Well, this year alone, inflation is running close to 700%. The workforce is on a three-day work week because there's a shortage of electricity. You can't buy stuff like milk, flour, and cooking oil because the store shelves are empty. A dozen eggs is $150. But leave it to socialism to make the worst out of an already rotten situation. Socialism creates scarcity, so it's not surprising that people who suffer the loss of a loved one can't find or afford a decent coffin. So now families are given the option of burying their loved ones in a cardboard box or renting a regular coffin for the duration of the funeral. Funeral director Ronald Martinez from the northern city of Marrakech told some French press, it's more expensive to die here than to stay alive. They're having a coffin crisis, and it has become so acute that many families... Where'd that come from? Many families have been forced to bring their loved ones to crematoriums in bags. Miriam Navarro said, I felt so depressed I didn't have all the money the funeral parlor was asking for. She had to borrow money from her neighbors to bury her brother. She said, if it hadn't been for people in my community, I would have had to bury him in the yard. While many Venezuelans used to favor brass coffins instead of wooden ones because they were cheaper, the collapse of the price of oil has greatly diminished the amount of metal that's produced. Adding to the scarcity of coffins is the massive rise of inflation in Venezuela, which has driven the price of a funeral up about 600% in the last 2 years, to around 280,000 bolivars, which is about $425 by the official exchange rate, but much higher in secondary and black market rates. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro blame his government's economic mismanagement for the current financial quagmire, while the socialist leader claims it is a plot of the U.S. and other capitalist nations to destabilize the country. The minimum wage in Venezuela is about 33,000 bolivars, about 50 U.S. dollars, and the coffin used to cost only about 720 bolivars. Today, that is the cost of a loaf of bread. Grieving Venezuelans can now either buy a fiberboard coffin for around 55,000 bolivars or rent one for 25,000. Martina said that kind is cheaper. No one notices that it's not made of wood or secondhand. I change the interior and sometimes I repaint it. Another alternative, touted as both economical and environmentally friendly, is the bio-urn, which are manufactured from reinforced cardboard made out of 70% recycled material. This would be something that the climate changers would love. While the coffins were originally intended for families who chose cremation, a technique that has gained popularity among mourners who can't afford a burial plot, makers say they are stronger than fiberboard coffins and can be used to bury a body as well. Once again, The Nation pops up and has a hysterically funny defense of socialism in Venezuela. Tim Warstall at Forbes magazine takes the article apart piece by piece, a sampling. As to what is causing this, there's a funny, for those with a deeply dark sense of humor like my own, piece in The Nation trying to explain that. The amusement comes from the way the writer actually tells us what went wrong, but then hairs off after some other reason. For he really just doesn't want to admit that this free market thing really does indeed work, and systems which do not use markets do not work. The reason being, of course, that over at The Nation, there are all a little maiden auntish about markets, but surely everything would work better if we clever people just told everyone else what to do. It's really probably not a good idea to make fun of others' misery, but to my mind, the people of Venezuela voted for Chavez, they voted for Maduro. It's running to the ground, and, you know, here we go. Hey, the non-existent voter fraud strikes again in 4 states. Every time somebody writes about this, you know, what we get is you get a judge upending a popular and democratically enacted voter ID law. Lefties come out of the woodwork to insist that such measures amount to racist voter suppression. While some of the right do overplay the threat and extent of fraud, an impulse that can feed counterproductive conspiratorial thinking, the notion that it's a totally fake problem is just false. And liberals must be challenged aggressively every time they make this claim. So fraud absolutely exists. So, where does fraud exist? Kentucky. Ruth Robinson, the former mayor of Martin, Kentucky, was sentenced to 90 months imprisonment on a variety of charges that included vote buying, identity theft, and fraud. With specific regard to the election charges, Robinson and her co-conspirator James Red Robinson and James Stephen Robinson threatened and intimidated residents of Martin in the run-up to the 2012 election in which Robinson was seeking re-election. The cabal targeted residents living in public housing or in properties that they owned, threatening them with eviction if they did not sign absentee ballots the Robinsons had already filled out. Or Texas. Guadalupe Rivera and Graciela Sanchez illegally assisted absentee voters in Rivera's 2013 re-election bid for city commissioner. Rivera won the election by 16 votes, but the result was invalidated after a judge determined that 30 absentee ballots had been submitted illegally. Rivera pleaded guilty to one count of providing illegal assistance to a voter and was sentenced to 1 year probation and a $500 fine. Or Iowa. Erin Vanessa Leeper registered and voted in a 2015 school board election. As a convicted felon, however, she was ineligible to do so and pleaded guilty to perjury last May. She was ordered to pay a $750 fine plus $240 in court costs and was sentenced to a suspended five-year prison term and 2 years of probation. Or Wisconsin. Robert Monroe pleaded no contest to 13 counts of voter fraud, making him the worst duplicate voter in state history. According to Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Bruce Landgraf, Monroe will serve up to a year in jail in addition to a suspended three-year prison sentence, 5 years probation, 300 hours of community service, and a $5,000 fine. If you want to see some fraud cases, go to the Heritage Foundation. They have compiled a database of hundreds nationwide, and those only count the people who have been caught, requiring that voters prove that they are who they say they are is common sense. The concept enjoys lopsided support across a wide ideological spectrum. Voter ID laws aren't a silver bullet to stop the fraud, and but it's helpful. And in general, they represent a reasonable and sensible safeguard against illegal voting. But it's happening. It is happening. So bear all of that in mind. We will be back on Monday. And Monday we're going to be joined by Tony Simon. I met Tony at the NRA convention. Check him out. He's a trainer. He works at a prison. He's a black man who is getting people together through shooting, his diversity shooting seminars, and they're wildly successful. Tony is getting it done. We're going to have him on the show. Next week I hope to have Dean Sylvester from Primary Weapon Systems on the show Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, Sean Maloney. It's going to be a good week. And by the way, all of you that are downloading, that started downloading last week, whoever you are, thank you. You have, I mean, it is a new day in the show. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Ever. Ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.